India's government steps in to handle continuing anti-Christian unrest. An Azerbaijani pastor remains jailed despite a new investigation. And misery mounts in Haiti, but believers are responding. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's federal government is acting in Orissa state after fresh attacks on Christians by Hindu extremists over the weekend. These appear to have been triggered by religious conversions. Ron Green is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
The attacks continue, but that initial sweep of violence through Kandahar province seems to have toned down. The state government and state police were actually part of the problem and helped organize some of the attacks, but the federal government of India has sent in federal police to try to just stop movement.
Since the violence began, believers have been forced to retreat from the areas that have been their homes for centuries.
Christians want to go back. They want to rebuild their churches. They want to rebuild their homes. They are frightened, but not panicked. And they're still counting the cost there.
The good news is that weeks of nonstop violence fail to stifle the gospel.
I would say maybe 20% of the work that we have in Orissa has been disrupted. And the rest continues. There's a high level of responsiveness in Orissa.
Meanwhile, authorities in Azerbaijan have opened a new investigation into the June arrest of Pastor Ahmed Shubanov. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says the court extended his detention until October 22nd, but
Pastor Shubanov's attorneys have been able to meet with local police officials there and get some promises for more humane conditions while Hamid is in jail, and hopefully for a more objective investigation of the case. They're just hopeful that this investigation will maybe yield in a better result and that Hamid would eventually be free.
The leader of the Azerbaijan Union of Evangelical Christians Baptists is rallying the troops.
It seems like there's a relative silence coming from the international community. So he's asking to not only raise this issue in prayer, but also just express that the Azerbaijan government needs to, you know, allow religious freedom and release this pastor from jail.
Although their work is not extensive there, SGA serves the church through pastoral training, church planter sponsorship, and Christian literature. Go to our website if you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Compassion International is caring for children and their families in Haiti after recent hurricanes and tropical storms, but more funding is needed to continue this work. Families lost everything in the latest storms, and as Haiti lies directly in the path of Atlantic hurricanes, Compassion predicts even more need for food, water, and medical aid. Almost 80 homes of Compassion children were either damaged or destroyed. Pray for funding to come in so that Compassion may continue their work in Haiti. Next, while Cure International just celebrated 10 years of ministry in Kenya, team members are in the U.S. to raise awareness about their work. In an interview in our studios, Dr. Elijah Muteti says they're doing more than helping disabled children. They're training orthopedic surgeons.
There are only about 60 orthopedic surgeons in the country. That gives us a very small number of people for our population. I think we have less than 10 people who are outside the capital city. So I'm hoping that by training more people, then we'll have more impact.
Nurse Nancy Nyenya says it's not only about helping physically.
Our ministry is 50% spiritual and 50% medical. In a given year, we are able to reach like 7,000 with the gospel of Jesus Christ. 3,000 people have given their lives to Christ.
You can help. For as little as $22, you can impact a child for eternity. If you'd like more information, go to our website. And AYA Network is celebrating their students' completion of a vocational Bible course in Bangladesh. They'll be proclaiming the Word of God in their villages because of their training. Pray for them as they start teaching the Word, and pray also for the elections coming up in December. There's been a history of violent outbreaks against believers, and safety could be a concern. Pray for a fair and peaceful election in Bangladesh so that the gospel will continue to go forward. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed forever by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free Commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828. Today's the last day. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.